You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. We have another exciting day ahead. Today, it was a chill day and woke up a little late in the morning, and so I couldn't really do the things I wanted to do, but I decided to kind of focus today on Indigenous studies and Indigenous culture. I know we've been doing a lot of poetry lately, and so I thought it was appropriate to kind of bring that back, because I know I've gotten some good feedbacks, and we have done this in the past where we just fully kind of dedicated an episode with Indigenous culture, and so I decided to do that. I decided also to incorporate two things rather than one. Normally, when we kind of involved ourselves with Indigenous culture, we either did songs or just poetry, but today I decided to bring both in and do that. So we have some poetry from two collections that I have engaged with one in the previous episodes, and the other one is brand new, and so I'm excited about that. And I also have a couple of songs, or several songs, from Indigenous artists that I came across a couple of weeks ago, and it's a pretty cool listen. So I'll introduce everything else after the break with ads, show promos, and PSAs. And so after those, we'll be right back, and I'll delve a bit deeper in. So we'll be back.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you. Right side of my neck still smells like you.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. EASTUDIO.CAFE.
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support called voicemail fills, sound art and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs. Now I'll just introduce you guys to the new collection that I found for poetry. It is called Sample Poems from Bare Bones and Feathers by Lewis B. Health. I don't know who this person is, but I kind of read a couple of the first poems, and it was pretty good and very engaging. And it was really involved with the heritage and culture of Indigenous people. And so I felt like it was necessary to bring this up for today. Now, without wasting more time, I'll read this and just see how it is. So here we go. The first one's called Elder's Waltz. Now, there's Indigenous terms and phrases here. And so I might, you know, bear with me if I don't really pronounce it correctly, but I'll try my best. Nakom and Nimosom are going dancing. Tobacco offerings, ribbon cloths, elders murmuring, prayer songs. Nakom wears pony beads, flowering flower dress, a wide beaded belt with hanging silver trinkets. Campfires, musk tea, boiling, smoke, meat drying. Nakom and Nimosom are going dancing. Nakom has been working for hours on her deer skin moccasins, soaked in tea, kneaded and stretched, dried like flannel. Nakom lifts leathered legs, tugs and pulls, wraps and wraps, high top flaps, and rawhide thongs. Choke cherry leather, pemmican pouch, kinnick kinnick green, briar pipe. Her long blonde white braids greased with bear fat, gloss as if she's spent hours with her porcupine brush. Nimosom, cropped blonde white hair, slicked down too with bear fat. He slips on buckskin quilled jacket over his velvet tanned leggings. Beads and beads sparkle from moccasin feet. People laughing, sky night, sparkling with fire embers. He searches for the white skin drum, his footsteps shuffle dance to music in his head. Tonight, tonight, the departed spirits will feast on the bone's marrow. Nakom and Nimosom are going dancing. People squat, hands touch, circle forming. The white skin drum sends its musical tongue, coloring the air. Blueberry, sweetgrass, offering and burning. Nakom and Nimosom are dancing. Really engaging poem here, called Elder's Waltz. I really love the imagery that is given to the reader. just the comparing and use of real life resources such as the moccasins, and you know, there's a lot of nature involved, which I've realized with indigenous culture and studies, the kinship that they have with nature is profoundly remarkable, and the emphasis that they put on with nature and the relationship that they have with nature in terms of their familial lineage, their cultural morals, it's really fascinating, and it's something that I believe that we should all learn from. And so a really engaging poem called Elder's Waltz. Our next one is called The Residential School Bus. So we'll give this one a read. A yellow caterpillar, it swallows them up. The little brown ones, their stained faces in the windows, skinny and thick. Black braids, pressing hands, grease the glass. On its back, the caterpillar carries hand-sewn canvas bags. Outside against the evening sun, the mothers, the fathers, shrink. They cannot look at the yellow caterpillar. The building is huge, with long white empty hallways. A child walks softly. The echo runs instead of her. The smell of Lysol and floor wax overwhelms the memory of wood smoke and dirty floors. At night, the little ones press their bodies between cold, starched sheets. Somewhere, someone, in the huge dorm, sobs quietly. The child clenches two purple suckers underneath her pillow. She won't eat them. Not for a while. They line up for breakfast and receive wonderful bowls of porridge. She loves porridge. Her mama always made her porridge. She looks up and sees her favorite brother. Ivan's ears look like two gliding hawks. They've given him a crew cut. Charlie, the eldest brother, is in the big boy's room. She doesn't see him and doesn't care. Her eyes linger on Ivan. They smile. She swallows the porridge that is stuck in her throat. Jesus is always mad. She sits too often in the confessional. She kneels too often in front of Jesus. The vision box collects people and makes them dance. She turns the buttons and the dancing people turns into black and white lines. She kneels in the corner. The girl with the mean stick and fat mouth hovers near her. She's a huge night moth beating her wings against the dance. They've arrived. Wagon loads of mothers and fathers. The children have been berry picking. Sister Treebro is like that girl with big lips. Sister's lips stick out further. The arrival of mothers, of fathers, makes her matter. The children stand around the corner of the building, wondering whose mother, whose father was there. She didn't want to hope. Father Brown, in his long black dress, calls out names. Times are scheduled. In the bare parlor, they sit, mother and father, Ivan, and her big brother. They're stiff hugs. She wants more, but can't. The stiffness stays. The glass between the parlor and the hallway is marked with grease-stained hands and smudges of rain. The yellow school bus waits. A really compelling piece of poetry here. It seems more of like a poetry that tells a story, prose poetry in a sense. The use of imagery also was very, very, very compelling. And when you read this, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I felt like I was being immersed inside of the lives of Ivan and the people who were subjected to discrimination and hardships through the residential schools. And the yellow I like the metaphorical term of the yellow caterpillar and the yellow school, the residential school bus, in terms of the yellow school bus, sorry. And I think when I was reading this, the name Jesus, I believe it was Jesus as well. I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but it was Jesus or Jesus, but I believe it was a person as well. Not in terms of the religious Jesus, but there's a story that's occurring here, and there's definitely a climax, and in a sense, the whole thing is a climax. And the whole struggles of these individuals, these children, and also the perception of the fathers and mothers, and also implicitly drawn, but just the whole, I'm not sure what to say, the whole vibe of the poem, it gives us perspectives on not just the children, but the parents of the children, and also the people who ran the residential schools, and I felt it all very skin deep. And you guys can't see or read the poem here in person, but throughout the poem, there's different sorts of punctuations where it's a little unconventional, but it kind of serves a purpose. And so if you look at the second stanza, where it says, "The little brown ones, their stained faces in the windows, skinny and thick, black braids, pressing hands, grease, the glass." All of these listings of identities and physical appearances, they're not punctuated and separated by commas. They're just separated by these long spaces. And I think it feels like it kind of gives off a more of a thick label, a concrete label that you see upon public spaces. Instead of like a list of groceries, it kind of stamps the sheet and makes you look at it in a more, it makes you prioritize the phrase that's being stamped on its own. Not sure if I'm getting at the right thing, but it was a lot more compelling to see than if it were just commas, like a list. And some of the line breaks, I tried my best to kind of differentiate the line breaks, but the line breaks are very placed in a, again, compelling manner. And it really brings out the emphasis of the particular stanza out, which I really liked. And just the emotional aspect of the children, especially, really well portrayed in this poem, I found this really nice. But before we move on to more readings, I have a song that I want to play, and I have three songs today, but they are all dedicated to a Indigenous person named Willie Dunn. Now, he was born on August 14th, 1941, and passed away August 5th, 2013. He was a Canadian singer, songwriter, film director, and politician. He was born in Montreal, and he was one of the mixed Mi'kmaq and Scottish-Irish background. And the reason why I'm playing his songs today is because he often highlighted the Indigenous issues in his songs. And some of the songs may seem a little unconventional, not like a typical song that we have in our minds, but I felt like it was a very deep, deep sort of song that really resonates with Indigenous people, of course, and it could also resonate with people around the world. And his songs aren't just songs, but they're deep messages rooted in deep history of his people. And so we'll give this one a listen and come back. The first one I will play now is called "The Pacific" from his album The Pacific. So we'll give this one a go and come back after this.
Thank you. running by the Bashiyar, we emerged at last upon the great South Sea. Were it not for other things, I could have greeted my dear Pacific with uncounted thanks. For now the long supplication of my youth was answered. That serene ocean rolled eastward from me a thousand leagues of blue. There is one knows not what sweet mystery about this sea, whose gentle awful stirring seemed to speak of some hidden soul beneath. Like the fabled undulations of the Ephesian sod over the buried evangelist St. John. And meet it is that over these sea pastures, wide rolling watery prairies and potter's fields of all four continents, the waves should rise and fall and ebb and flow unceasingly. For here millions of big shades and shadows drown dreams, somnambulisms, reveries, all that we call lives and souls lie dreaming, dreaming still, tossing like slumberers in their beds. The ever-rolling waves, but made so by their restlessness. To any meditative Magian rover, this serene Pacific once beheld must ever after be the sea of his adoption. It rolls the midmost waters of the world, the Indian Ocean, and the Atlantic being but its arms. The same waves wash the moles of new-built California towns, but yesterday planted by the recentest race of men, and laid the faded but still gorgeous skirts of Asiatic lands, older than Abraham, while all between flowed milky waves of coral isle, low-lying, endless, unknown archipelagos, and impenetrable Japans. Thus, this mysterious divine Pacific zones the whole world's bulk about, makes all coasts one bay to it, seems a tide-beating heart of earth. Lifted by those eternal swells, he needs must own the seductive god. Bowing your head to Pan. Thank you.
Welcome back. That was The Pacific. I really like the song. It really brings off, gives off some nice tunes and vibes for everyone to enjoy. And so we will now deviate away from Louis B. Helf's poetry and transition into the one that we, remember I said in the earlier times of my show, today, that we've already engaged with this collection. Well, it's from the T. N. Bannock Stories First Nations Community from the SFU website. I remember doing this, it's already been way back, but we're bringing it back, and I'll be reading you guys some poems from this collection. Now, some of these are not named, I think, and some of them are. Most of them are named, and so we'll give this one a go. This one is called Poem. I heard someone calling, so I turned around, and no one was there. So I went walking, and I heard someone whispered. He was saying, I made the trees, I made the sky, trees, and everything nice. I made people and the rocks, and I heard him saying, I made the sunshine and I made the rain. This one was from Lac La Croix, 1967, on a Thursday, June 3rd. Very specific. Our next one is called Indian Lullaby. I think in this poem there are stars shining, and the moon is very bright outside. You can hear the sounds of the wind flowing through the leaves, and the sounds of the water going by, and the animals are all sleeping. You can hear the owl's calls and the lonely sounds of the frogs croaking along the river banks, and the loons call far, far away, and dogs barking in the village. There are no clouds in the sky, and that's what I think. That's what I think in this poem. This is from Stanley Ottertail, written on a Wednesday, April 11th, 1968. Our next one is called Rain. Whenever the clouds are gray, when we don't have a gay day, down comes the roar of thunder and raindrops making puddles. And when we go outside to play, we put on our raincoats and rubbers. Splash, splash goes our feet in the puddles, while we play and shout. This one was also written by Stanley Ottertail, written on a Tuesday, May 21st, 1968. Our next one is called Northern Lights. I think the Northern Lights are beautiful, dancing up and down and dancing below the stars. And Northern Lights have all kinds of colors. Northern Lights look like Indians dancing around the drum, till all at once they stop to dance and disappear in blue sky. And like fire burning wood on that fireplace. This one was also written by Stanley Ottertail, written on a Tuesday, June 13th, 1968. This one is called Poem again, but from a different person. Lonely calls at night, owls calling at night, bats flying almost all night long. The dogs barking at night, wolves crying, angels flying all over the place. I like to hear sounds at night, my heart beating. Slowly, slower little babies sleeping. At night, I wonder what bears would think at night. Stars starting to go up at early morning, little bit of rain. Drops falling from the skies. The wind starts to blow and leaves falling one by one. This was written by Thomas Whitefish, written on a Friday, May 17th, 1967. Now, I think that is enough of poetry readings for today, because I do want to play the rest of the two songs that I had in mind. But we're definitely bringing more poems and poetry readings in our next and future episodes. And so we will finish off today's episode with two more songs. The first song was called Pacific, and now these two I'll play it in order. The first one I'll play now is called Nova Scotia, and then it'll transition into a song called T.S. Eliot, The Love of J. Alfred Prufrock, /Mohawk Round Dance. Now I'll play these two songs and then we'll wrap up for today's episodes. First one's Nova Scotia and the second one's T.S. Eliot, The Love of J. Alfred Prufrock, Mohawk Round Dance. Here we go.
How often have I stood on those windy hills, those hills which roll like phantoms, all in salt, salt sea? How often have I watched the endless waves toss their shoulders heavy to the sand? And I thought of lovers strolling with baskets in their hands. Does he miss the red clay of the valleys, or the sounds of the fishing fleet, from the pebbles on the coastline to the flowers round his feet, from the pounding of the ocean to the rippling coastline sand? Nova Scotia's an old sea captain with a pipe out in his hand, and the dreams which fill your mind, anticipation. Oh, you know that Nova Scotia is a young girl waiting. Clay of the valleys, or the sounds of the fishing fleet, from the pebbles on the coastline to the flowers round his feet, from the poundings of the ocean to the rippling coastline sound. Nova Scotia's an old sea captain with a pipe out in his hand, and the dreams which fill your mind, anticipation. For you know that Nova Scotia is a young girl waiting.
Let us go then, you and I. When the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized upon a table, let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels and sawdust restaurants with oyster shells, streets that follow like a tedious argument of insidious intent, can lead you to an overwhelming question. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit in the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. The yellow fog that rubs its back upon the window panes, the yellow smoke that rubs its muzzle on the window panes, licked its tongue into the corners of the evening, lingered upon the pools that stand in drains, let fall upon its back the soot that falls from chimneys, slipped by the terrace, made a sudden leap, and seeing that it was a soft October night, curled once about the house and fell asleep. And indeed there will be time for the yellow smoke that slides along the street, rubbing its back upon the window panes. There will be time, there will be time, to prepare a face to meet the faces that you meet. There will be time to murder and create, and time for all the works and days of hands, lift and drop a question on your plate. Time for you and time for me. a time yet for 100 indecisions and for 100 visions and revisions before the taking of a toast and tea. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. And indeed, there will be time to wonder, do I dare? And do I dare? Time to turn back and descend the stair with a bald spot in the middle of my hair. They will say, how is hair is growing thin? My morning coat, my collar mounted firmly to the chin. My necktie, rich and modest, but asserted by a simple pin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin? Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions, which a minute will reverse. For I have known them all already, known them all. I have known the evenings, mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voices dying with a dying fall beneath the music from a farther room. So how should I presume? And I have known the eyes already, known them all, the eyes that fix you in a formulated phrase. And when I am formulated, sprawling on a pin, and when I am pinned and wriggling on the wall, then how should I begin to spit out all the butt ends of my days and ways? And how should I presume? And I have known the arms already, known them all. Arms that are braceleted and white and bare, but in the lamplight, down with light brown hair. Is it perfume from a dress that makes me so digress? Arms that lie along a table or wrap about a shawl. And how should I then presume? And how should I begin? Shall I say, I have gone at dusk through narrow streets and watched the smoke that rises from the pipes of lonely men in shirt sleeves leaning out of windows? I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors of silent seas. And the afternoon, the evening sleeps so peacefully, smoothed by long fingers. Sleep, tired, or it malingers. Stretched on the floor, here beside you and me, should I, after tea and cakes and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? But though I have wept and fasted, wept and prayed, though I have seen my head grown slightly bald, brought in upon a platter, I am no prophet, and here's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker. I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker, and in short, I was afraid. And would it have been worth it after all, after the cups, the marmalade, the tea, among the porcelain, to talk to you and me? Would it have been worthwhile to have bitten off the matter with a smile, to have squeezed the universe into a ball, hurl it towards some overwhelming question to say, I am Lazarus, come from the dead, come back to tell you all, I shall tell you all. If one, settling a pillow by her head, should say, that is not what I meant at all, that is not it at all. And would it have been worthwhile? Would it have been worth it after all? Would it have been worthwhile after the sunsets and the dooryards and the sprinkled streets, after the novels, after the teacups, after the skirts that trail along the floor, and this and so much more? It is impossible to say just what I mean, but as if a magic lantern threw the nerves and patterns on a screen, would it have been worthwhile if one settling a pillow or throwing off a shawl and turning towards the window should say, that is not it at all. That is not what I meant at all. No, I am not Prince Hamlet, nor was meant to be. I'm an attendant lord, one that will do to swell a progress, start a scene or two, advise the prince, no doubt an easy tool, deferential, glad to be of use, politic, cautious, and meticulous, full of high sentence, but a bit obtuse. at times, indeed, almost ridiculous. At times, almost the fool. I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing each to each. I do not think that they will sing to me. I have seen them riding seaward on the waves, combing the white hair of the waves blown back when the wind blows the water white and black. We have lingered in the chambers of the sea by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown, till human voices wake us and we drown.
Those were the two songs of Nova Scotia and T.S. Eliot, The Love of J. Alfred Prufrock / Mohawk Round Dance. Now, this we have come to the end of the show today. Just another reminder that I mentioned in my previous episode, I have started a poetry account for Instagram and TikTok. And so if you guys are interested in reading poetry and engaging with poetry, make sure to go follow and support my poetry account. It is The Quiet Place, but there is a period in between the... I always get this mixed up, which is funny because I shouldn't, but it was a really random thing that I just did, but... Yeah, it's The Quiet Place, but there's a period in between the Q and the U. So it's spelled T-H-E-Q space, or period, U-I-E-T-P-L-A-C-E. The Quiet Place with a period in between the Q and the U. And so I have started this a couple of weeks ago, and I post 3 times a week. Most likely will post Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But they might be subject to change. But as of right now, those are the posting days. And so if you guys are interested, support my page on TikTok and Instagram, The Quiet Place, with a period in between the Q and the U. And yeah, that is all for today. Thank you all for joining. I'll try and bring back some more poetry, but I have been getting lots of good feedbacks on this Indigenous content and some songs. And so next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to bring out, but it's probably just going to be the ones that I mentioned just now. Have yourselves a good, wonderful day. Please continue the grind. I know that the end of the semester is coming along quite soon, and so I'm sure everyone is pretty tired with that. But the end is coming near, and I'm sure everyone's going to grind through and do really well. have yourselves a good rest of your week and day, and I will see you all next week for my next episode. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.